You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Public Service Association says that the Needs Not Race-Based Directive to government agencies is putting all progress that is made to improve the lives of Māori at risk. With the government directing all their agencies that public services must be delivered by need and not race, they say this disregards the systemic disadvantages experienced by Māori and Pacifica. The PSA's Janice Panoho says that the move will set back Māori for generations at a time when they remain one of the most disadvantaged groups in Aotearoa. I spoke to Panoho about these concerns and what impact she believes this directive may have. It's been proven that Māori are at a systemic disadvantage in Aotearoa. With this incentive that is being pushed by the government, this is completely ignoring this.
Yeah, absolutely. It disregards the significant evidence that Māori face disproportionate health inequities. And so, you know, Minister Seymour's stance undermines that role of the treaty, which recognised the unique partnership between the Crown and Māori, but including the obligations to address the systemic barriers Māori face in accessing healthcare. So by shifting the focus from equity to need, this policy could further marginalise Māori communities and limit their access to essential medication and also resources crucial for well-being of whānau, apu and iwi.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, what specific risks or dangers does the government pushing policy like this hold?
Well, we go down the bottom of the ladder again, and this is not just with Māori, it'll also be Pacifica who have got also, they also face the same sort of disproportion of health inequities. So if it's based on needs, then our needs will not be met.
And recently the government introduced moves like free bowel cancer screening for those over 60, but for Māori and Pacifica, this applies to those over 50 because they're more at risk. This is like completely at odds with what the government's now pushing. What do you think of these conflicting moves?
Well, it's a big contradiction, isn't it? One minute they're saying this and then somebody else is saying something else, and I think, again, I don't know what the right hand or the left hand knows what they're doing. This coalition government, oh, I'm really surprised to hear that.
And aside from healthcare, we know that's a big disproportionate area in Aotearoa, but what other sort of sectors or areas are like Māori and Pacifica going to be disadvantaged in that it is kind of essential that it's acknowledged?
Yeah, well, you know, with they've done the same thing across the public sector by abolishing Te Aka Whai Order, the Māori Health, despite public health experts saying it was going to improve the health of Māori. So you've got those statements. You've got 7AA from Oranga Tamariki, they're removing the treaty reference, which means that our children may get put into foster care. They're saying it doesn't matter if they're Māori or Pākehā, they should be able to, you know, foster parents should be able to look after these children. I think over in Australia, there's an example about the stolen children and about how and what happened to them being placed in inappropriate foster care. And so this government is going to trial things again. We've only got two more years before the election. We're hoping that people can see what this government is doing in terms of, you know, it's a clear pattern here that the government again is setting out to divide Aotearoa, and no one voted for that.
When we do see race considered in policy making, what positive outcomes have we seen?
I think in terms of some of the positive things, being able to access, like, from PharmAct, if we're looking at PharmAct, if you look at the statistics, you've got to see in terms of the evidence that we've seen to show that there's been some improvement, like, you know, when we had the no smoking campaign, and now they're introducing in terms of that they're not taking that seriously. I think we've seen throughout our communities a real change in terms of attitude towards smoking. And especially the older generation, one, it's not affordable, but there are major health risks that are ongoing. And Māori die earlier than non-Māori groups. So we know that there's definite effects if this government actually makes those decisions. We've had in the past having public service agency adopt a specific focus on improving the lives of Māori has been a common sense policy approach. That of the previous Labor and National-led governments have supported it because it works to improve lives. And this government is this is a government promising evidence-based policies, but it's ignoring the evidence that these policies actually work to make a difference. So it's done the same thing across the public sector, as I've said, by abolishing in terms of Te Aka Whai Ora and the Māori Health, despite public health experts saying it's going to improve the health of Māori. So I think it's more about the ideology. Who's demanding the latest change? It's not Māori that's asking for this. There is no groundswell of voices calling for it. So, you know, where is it coming from? It's just coming from the coalition government.
That was the Public Service Association's Janice Panoho on the government's directive for a needs, not race-based agency.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.